flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know talent wins in this league. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win if you have talent, but if you don't have enough talent, you can't go anywhere. That's just the reality. So the question, you know, we have to ask ourselves, and Mike and the front office have to ask themselves, is do we have enough talent?
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
But it's actually Grandy in for Dibs today. And that was a good question you asked him.
Thank you.
He didn't say that. Yeah. I said that.
I don't think that counts.
But it was a good question because you got a definitive answer. Talent or locker room? Locker room or talent? Talent.
Give me the talent, please.
I'll take Jimmy Butler for 1,000, please. And no, that's not specifically what he's saying, but I will tell you this. This is my number one observation. Listening to Steve Kerr for 20 minutes on 95.7 The Game. Your calls are welcome at 888-957-9570. Win of the year last night, but is it a repeatable act? Is that now the Warriors? How do you see it? Because Steve even said a couple times, you see something like last night, and you have the urge to just be like, yo, leave us alone.
That's a great team. You just beat the best team in the West.
We can do that. Then let's keep rolling. But Steve knows that, like, that's not life. That's not life. There's no... I mean, you could apply last night, I think, to almost anything. Any one of us experiences this. When you go out there and you have your best day, or you go out there and the party you throw is the best party, or you play golf and you hit a 300-yard drive, or you go bowling and you bowl a perfect game, or you... drive and that day there's no traffic. It ain't happening again tomorrow.
Don't get your hopes up.
It's not gonna go that way tomorrow.
You're just setting yourself up to be disappointed.
I get home and the kids are like, hi dad, how was work? We made dinner for you and we would like to sit around in a circle and talk with one another about our day and not fight.
We missed you so much.
That ain't happening again tomorrow. It might never happen again. So I feel like Steve feels that way. And my, this is just a gut instinct. He didn't say this with words. But his energy, to me, sounded very much like a team that is about to part with some very dear friends. That's what he sounded like to me.
And the dear friends are probably most likely Kevon Looney and or Gary Payton II.
Andrew Wiggins
and maybe
also.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. And I don't think he's, again, this is my gut instinct. And I don't know if it's all of them or one of them or two of them or whatever. But all of his answers, I thought, pointed in the direction of A, we need more talent. B, offense matters more this year than I thought it did. And we're short on that end of the spectrum. C, yes, the players are really, really kind of going through it right now. This is hard. This is hard in our locker room.
And they're part of this organization and have been for years. I mean, and are all beloved.
Three of these dudes, these are champions. These are champions.
And Kevon Looney missed the first championship, but essentially is like part of the Steph, Clay, and Dre core.
Exactly. And Gary Payton was one of the MVPs of the most recent parade, and Andrew Wiggins was an all-star that year.
And Looney had an incredible playoffs that year, too.
Unbelievable. So he sounds to me like a guy, who knows, that the Warriors have arrived at a time where they have got to do something that emotionally they don't want to do. That's what he sounded like to me today.
He did seem a little bit somber coming off of a best win of the season.
Well, I mean, I mean, maybe it was the subject matter that we're talking about.
Maybe.
But that was just the way he answered a lot of those questions suggests to me that if you're asked, like, it's sort of the question of the day, right? Okay, you saw what you saw last night. Now what? What does that do to you emotionally? And I really wonder that for all Warrior fans. Do you come out of last night and do you go, okay, this is the Warriors now. Let's do this. Did you see they showed y'all what they can do? Or do you come out of this and go, hold on a sec, now we got a winning record. Now we're tied for the 10 seed. We're three games out of the 6 seed. All the more reason that you got to go for this. Well, and go for this does not mean standing pat, because we've watched this for 47 games, and they very rarely look like that.
And to be fair, we watched it last year too. But it's so funny how we react to wins and losses, because you can say, like, the Celtics loss when they got blown out,
yep.
All right? They lose by 40 at home to defending NBA champions. On one hand, you can say, well, clearly this team isn't good enough. They need to make moves and infuse this team with more talent for them to have a shot. On the other hand, something that you've pointed out this week, you kind of have to earn the right to make a trade. So if you lose by 40 to one of the best teams in the league, what's the point of even making a move? So you can have two opposite reactions to the same game. And the very same thing can happen on a win like last night. Oh, they won. This is a really good team. They beat the best team in the West. They don't need a move. Or it could be what you just said. Hey, maybe they're only a move or two secondary moves away from legitimately making noise in the Western Conference. So you can go whichever direction you want based on whatever the result is, which is odd. Usually we have like a general consensus. I don't know what the general consensus is. For me, I'm not overreacting to just one game. I'm looking at the larger sample, and the larger sample suggests this team ain't good enough and they need to make a move.
I'm telling you, man, our guys over at The Athletic who cover the Warriors so tightly, I'm such a huge fan of both of them, Anthony Slater and Marcus Thompson.
The best.
These are phenomenal writers. They're phenomenal broadcasters, and they are tapped the heck in. That's not to say anything about the others. They were Monty Poole, all the whole group, right? They're a really, really good group. I say that to point out, and this is a game y'all can play if you want, when you go, wherever you go to get that content, if you go to Twitter, for example, Tim Kawakami's another one who, like, when I read what they're saying, sometimes I'm like, you're telling me what's about to happen, aren't you?
You know something. You're not flat out saying
it. You can't say it yet because, A, you can't burst the bubble. You can't mess with your sources. Plus, it hasn't happened yet. You're not 100% sure it's going to happen, but I can tell what you think is about to happen. Marcus Thompson wrote 6 hours ago, this trade deadline could cost the Warriors significant pieces of its culture and identity. In a benchmark win over OKC, those pieces, Kevon Looney, Andrew Wiggins, and Gary Payton II, revealed why losing them will hurt. Now, I didn't see the word if anywhere in there. Anybody hear the word if?
I didn't hear it.
Revealed why losing them will hurt. Now, it's not, that doesn't mean this, that, or the other is done. But I believe, pair that with what Anthony said yesterday. And the fact that, you know, what Anthony, I think, has really said a lot lately is Kuminga's off the table. They're not trading Jonathan Kuminga. But here's the group from which they may choose. And it's those three guys, maybe a Schroeder, throw in those names like that, maybe a Kyle Anderson. And that is the bucket from which the Warriors are working. And it just feels to me, when I hear what Anthony said, when I read what Marcus just wrote, and I listen to what Steve Kerr just said to us, it feels to me as a fan like I am being prepped for just that. Sorry, this sucks. We love these guys. It's going to hurt like hell. But when you talk about maximizing Steph, we don't have enough talent, and we have to do this. I don't even know what this is, but I'm convinced that they all agree that they got to do it.
Yeah, and you could maybe ask yourself, well, if they feel this way about Wiggins and about GP2 and about Looney, why would they even, like, why not trade somebody else? And it's just very simple NBA, CBA, and the way that teams do math. If you're going to bring in a big contract, you need to send out big money. Wiggins is the biggest non-Steph Curry contract. And what else is valuable for teams that aren't great and are trying to get off of money? Expiring contracts. Who has expiring contracts? Kevon Looney and Gary Payton II. It's not as if the Warriors are eager to trade these dudes. It's just the reality of how you make a trade work in today's NBA. It's big money and it's expiring deals. Those three all fit that bill.
Okay. Knockout tournament details in a moment. Knockout tournament situation, like we're going to be giving out another spot here in less than an hour. Keyword is less than an hour away. Be with us at 4 o'clock. You got to be with us at 4 o'clock if you want to win your way in. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. So here's the deal. 888-957-9570. Last night was about as much fun as Warrior fans have had all year. But do you feel like that is a repeatable act? And the extended question is, what did last night make you want to do? Did it make you want to go, that's my Warriors? Or did the opposite come true? Hey, we got a winning record now. That legitimizes that this group centered around Steph Curry can do something if you help it. So let's take your calls and answer that. Did you feel like that was a repeatable act? Did it make you want to trade more or less? 888-957-9570 is the number, and we will take your calls next. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.